AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. In this episode, I'm going to be discussing my thoughts on the death penalty, and they may surprise you, so buckle your seatbelts. This episode is called Why We Need Capital Punishment. Let's get started. So, as you may know, if you've listened to past episodes, I am passionately pro-life. I've done 3 episodes on that subject alone. Probably more on a single issue than any other issue on this podcast thus far. And I can only think of 1 or 2 issues that might get more airtime than that in the future. Life is a pretty important issue for me. So then you may be wondering, okay, then how are you in favor of the death penalty? Well, the truth of the matter is that I believe every person should have a chance at life. Meaning that I am not in favor of the death penalty being carried out in the womb, which is what abortion is. Nor am I in favor of it being carried out against someone whose only crime is being sick, which is what euthanasia essentially is. Although they've also expanded euthanasia to people that we would not typically consider to be sick. People who are perfectly healthy, but they're feeling sad today or something. I might do another episode just on euthanasia because it's horrific. But anyway, I am in favor of the death penalty for certain crimes. I think that anybody who murders another individual, and by murder, as I said in the Ten Commandments episode about communism, I do not mean accidental killing or killing in self-defense. I mean purposefully taking another human life for personal gain or due to emotional passion or for any other reason that is not self-defense or defense of others. I guess I should add that too. If you're defending your family and you have no other choice, even if you yourself could probably fight off this person, then yes, I could see you taking that person's life if that person is threatening your family. And even in Genesis, there is some evidence of granting that there are just causes for taking a human life in certain cases. So the Bible does not directly contradict the death penalty either. If it did, then my thoughts might be different, because Scripture trumps any personal opinions we may have, or at least it should. But that's another topic that I'll get to later. Now, I also think it's nonsense to believe that executions should be painless, because nobody gets a painless death, except for those who are executed in the womb or executed by the current methods of administering the death penalty, or in some cases by this horrific practice of euthanasia, which is basically post-birth abortion, other than when a baby is born and then left to die. That's still abortion, not euthanasia. And so I would actually argue that executions should be slightly more painful than the average death. And I've thought long and hard on what the perfect, or at least maybe not perfect, but the most optimal method of execution for a criminal would be. Especially since what we're talking about here is mostly murderers and those who commit other heinous crimes I don't even want to say out loud, and also drug dealers too. I could see them receiving it because they indirectly kill people by selling them poison. So What would that method be? Well, it's simple. We tie them to a tree and leave them there. And why is this the most optimal method? I can think of several reasons. First of all, it's inexpensive. You only have to pay for the rope and possibly to rent the space on which the tree grows if the tree is not on prison grounds. Two, it does not involve subjecting somebody to the guilt that comes with administering a lethal injection or firing the fatal shot in a firing squad or just a regular shooting execution or having to let go of the trapdoor supports in hanging or drop the blade down in a guillotine. It removes that fatal guilt element for any executioner because you just tie the person to the tree and walk away. So nature is the one administering the fatal blow, and since nature is not alive, it cannot feel guilt. Two, it takes about 3 to 5 days to die of dehydration and longer than that to starve. So the person would have plenty of time to pray and reflect if they want to. Many of these people who commit such heinous crimes that would warrant the death penalty, not all, but many, do not repent. Many of them, or at least not publicly or openly, many of them are unrepentant to the end. So the fact that not everybody would use this chance to pray to do so is not shocking, although it is sad. But we live in a fallen world. Some things just are going to be sad in this life, and that's just the way it is because we live in a world surrounded by sin and chaos. And another reason why this is the most optimal method is that it does require the person to feel some pain in their last days because you're just tied to a tree until nature takes its course. That doesn't mean you face pain I would consider excessive. Like, for example, drawing and quartering I'd think would be excessively harsh and painful to a degree that I'm not sure very many criminals deserve, even among those who commit the most heinous crimes. Maybe somebody like Stalin, maybe, but even there, I might hesitate. But it's definitely not like you just take a nap and never wake up, like what lethal injections are. Also, I think that we shouldn't have such a lengthy appeals process that we do now. Now you have criminals who are sentenced to death, and they sit in jail, wasting taxpayer funds and resources, food, space, and whatnot that are in the public, that are for public use for corrections for years or even decades. And sometimes they can appeal so many times during that time and then have a court rule that the death penalty is not constitutional or whatever, which I don't see how they can come to that conclusion, but whatever. And so then the person actually doesn't face the sentence that he or she deserves. And I don't think that's right. So what I think should happen is this. If you commit a murder or another extremely heinous crime that is worthy of capital punishment, and you're found guilty and you're sentenced, from that day you have 90 days to appeal and find any new evidence that you might be able to use for some sort of appeal. And if you can't do that within 90 days, well, sorry. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Might be kind of a cold way to say it, but that's the reality. Because, yes, some innocent people do get executed. I'll admit that. But also, you end up with guilty people who walk free. It's never going to be a perfect system, no matter what we do. And if we allow these criminals to appeal, for years and years, not only will some of the evidence degrade or get lost over time, but also, you know, sometimes their sentences don't get carried out. And another problem with appeals is judges are human. So having more eyes on the case does not necessarily grant that those eyes will be unbiased. Because as I covered in previous episodes, nobody is truly unbiased. It's impossible. An unbiased human is like a car without wheels. Like a working car without wheels. It just does not exist. Or I guess a better analogy would be an unbiased human is like a green cat. You will not find an unbiased human naturally. People might pretend they are unbiased. People might dye a cat green. But in either case, these things do not naturally exist. So, just having one biased human review it and then another unbiased human review it is not the way that's supposed to work in practice. It works that way only on paper. So, what you're essentially doing when you allow people to appeal for years on end is you're passing the case, playing hot potato with this person's case, even in non-capital cases, where you then have one biased human receives the hot potato, then the next person does, who's also biased, and all you end up with is more bureaucracy. And if a new ruling is issued, you often end up with somebody not receiving the punishment that he or she deserves. I also would say that another criticism I have of the prison system in general is we give prisoners, especially those who have committed these heinous crimes, too much comfort. Okay, if you murder a child and you go to jail, you shouldn't then be able to use a weight room and a TV and all of this other stuff. That should be stuff that you lose access to once you commit such a heinous act against God's children. I'm not sure exactly what itemized list of proposals I would have for that, but I definitely think that that is another thing we should be talking about, is that prisoners who commit heinous crimes should not be able to live in comfort if we are going to spend taxpayer money to house them. Because they clearly have nothing but contempt for human life, and so they should be treated as such. We should have nothing but contempt, at least in terms of how we spend money on them, in our society, since they have nothing but contempt for us, and especially for the families of those they kill or cause permanent damage to. So to recap, I am very pro-life, but I also am very supportive of the death penalty. And the reason for that is that if there is just cause, because a person has directly or indirectly intentionally killed another human being or has committed some other crimes that I will not say out loud because they're so heinous, but I'm sure you can figure out what they are, then that person should be executed. The execution should not be painless the way it is now. The appeals process should not go on nearly as long. Prison accommodations should not be nearly as comfortable for these people. And there should be, like, you know, more cases where the death penalty is allowed, because there are many cases of heinous murder where the death penalty is not allowed either by state or federal law. So, I hope you've enjoyed this episode or at least become a bit more informed by it. Feel free to pass it along to anybody you know that might be interested. You can find us on Amazon Music, Spotify, and the RSS feed, and feel free to check out the Facebook page. I appreciate any feedback you may have, as long as you're respectful about it, and have a blessed day.